Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And we're going to talk a little productivity, time management this week with Tiffany Taylor, management consultant, productivity expert. And Tiffany, thanks for coming on this week.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
Thank you. And kind of tell me how you got started, a little bit about your background, and we'll talk about maybe a few tips for people.
Absolutely. Rick, productivity is not something that came easy to me at all. I have really bad ADHD and anxiety, and this put me in a position where it was more of do or die. I had to figure out this focus thing and dodge distractions in order to reach any level of success in my life and in business. So I set out to become really obsessed with learning about productivity through my management career. It was management that I realized, hang on a second, I can actually help people with this. This is actually a bigger challenge now for others than it was for me, even though I had the ADHD and anxiety. So I branched off on my own, I left my corporate job, and I started coaching specifically on productivity. And what I love about it most is that it's about 50% life coaching, the emotions that come behind our actions. And the other 50% is actual systems and structures that are built to help you grow and scale.
Yeah, I deal with a lot of people in the sports and athletic world. They're always pressed for time, a lot of pressures on them, being pulled in a lot of different directions. I'm sure you get a lot of young people coming up to you or asking you questions. What's the best advice that you give them?
Definitely. In terms of staying focused, I think people tend to start this productivity journey in the wrong place. And I think it's important to come back to center and start with vision. If you're starting with goals and you don't have a vision in mind, you're going to feel out of alignment, which will come out in a myriad of different symptoms like procrastination or perfectionism or distraction. You really want to start from the beginning with productivity. You want to start with, what is my vision? What are my values? How do I set goals that will help me bridge the gap between who I am today and who I need to be tomorrow? And then from the goals, you can start fine-tuning and looking at the scheduling and time management side.
Yeah, kind of just recently in the sports world, mental health issues have become front and center. It's kind of being called out on the table. A lot of people, admitting that they have issues, maybe that we didn't realize in the past. What are some of the issues that you see with maybe young people, with athletes? And, these can be all of a sudden turned into high-risk problems. So how can we nip that in the bud?
I think one of the biggest challenges I see in my work, Rick, is the technology addiction.
Yeah.
And it's becoming, I think a lot of what I do, and I'm starting to pivot my messaging to this as well, is teaching people how to be human again. Somewhere along the line, there was a disconnect where humans started forgetting that they are nature and that we are one thing. We started treating ourselves as people who can do whatever we want, and we started seeing this great divide between the physical world and the digital world. And I think COVID really accelerated this because we didn't have a physical world as we do now, and everyone really dove into virtual. So I think recognizing that the virtual world is not real and stepping away from that, meaning closing down social media accounts and being really strict on your screen time, you'll see the best results in that, no matter what industry you're in or what age you are.
Yeah, it's a delicate balance. We have to do those things a lot of times for our business or our livelihood, but then confusing that with what we do in our personal life. A lot of people, I think, get that confused. We're with Coach Tiffany Taylor, coachtiffanytaylor.com. If you're kind of feeling worn out, if you're kind of feeling overwhelmed, head over to her page. She has workshops, a lot of different advice for people of all ages and no matter what you have going on in your life. And Tiffany, a lot of people blame themselves for these things. I know maybe that's wrong too, but how do you make that correction now? And using somebody like you is a start, but really ultimately it's kind of what we do ourselves. We have to kind of work on ourselves daily and from time to time as well.
I think really it's matter of like simplifying our life as well. I think we try to do all these things we become human beings, and really if we step back and exist in present and only exist in the present moment and focus on what's right in front of us, it can alleviate a lot as well. You know, self-compassion is one of the strongest traits of the most successful people. They have compassion for self, they forgive, they let go, they take feedback, they use it, they learn from it, and they don't take it up personally. They don't beat themselves up about it. And I think if there's one skill everyone should really have, it's that self-compassion. When we give it to ourselves, we're also easier in how we offer it to others.
Yep, a lot going on at CoachTiffanyTaylor.com. We kind of just start hitting the tip of the iceberg. And Tiffany, thanks for coming on. We'll steer everybody to your website and hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick. Talk soon.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.